Every year, over 2 million North American businesses change ownership. Most of these are small to mid-sized businesses, retail stores, beauty salons, quick print shops, restaurants, tax preparation services, landscapers, electrical contracting firms, and manufacturing operations, to mention just a few. No matter what type of business you operate, it's likely that there's a buyer out there looking for a company like yours. But finding the right buyer and selling the business on the best terms possible will require both planning and some key initiatives. In this audio white paper, BR CEO Peter King and President Joanne Lombardi will provide an overview to help you maximize the value of your business. From marketing and positioning your company in preparation for the sale to negotiating the best deal. Throughout this time, Peter and Joanne will provide guidance about the whole process of selling a business and the important actions you'll need to take in order to maximize your company's value. Whether you want to handle the wholesale yourself or work with lawyers, accountants, or a professional intermediary. Having sold more businesses in North America than anyone, BR is committed to being a valuable resource for our clients. In keeping with this commitment, BR developed these audio white papers to provide information that will help you to consistently grow and improve. We hope you not only enjoy, but also profit from the following information.
To have the optimal sale of your business, there are many practical and financial details that must be taken care of. If you've never sold a business before, the multitude of tasks may feel a bit overwhelming. But don't worry, we'll be explaining each step for you. Still, it helps to have the big picture so that you can understand how the pieces fit together. The primary steps in selling a business are as follows: deciding whether or not to sell and when, determining the value for your business, preparing your business for sale, creating a projection, marketing your business, negotiating the terms of the sale, the purchase agreement, closing the sale. While there are many who have cut a few corners in selling their business and not gone through each of these steps, their decision to do so likely cost them an unrealized profit potential.
An overview of the business selling process.
Like many other entrepreneurs, you may have mixed feelings about parting with your business. For a variety of personal, financial, and emotional reasons, you may be trying to sort out whether it makes more sense to sell now or stick with it for a few years and sell later. Hopefully, by explaining exactly what's involved in the sales process, this audio will help you decide. When planning to sell a business, it helps to be slow and methodical. Few businesses are sold overnight, and when they are, they're commonly sold for too little. Given that fact, it makes sense that even if you decide not to sell for a few years yet, you may be wise to prepare now to get the business ready for when the time comes. Deciding whether or not to sell can be very difficult and emotional. Many business owners start out believing that the decision to sell or keep your business is strictly a matter of dollars and cents, only to discover that in addition to monetary concerns, selling a business almost always involves an array of personal considerations as well. It's perfectly normal if part of you wants to sell while another part is not so sure. And of course, there may be other decision makers in the picture. Co-owners, family members, investors, and key employees may also weigh in on whether it's a good time to sell. For example, if your longtime business partner is moving to Costa Rica and wants to sell now, you may have little choice but to agree. Or poor health may dictate that you find a buyer as soon as possible. But let's assume for a moment that the sale is largely up to you alone. Even if selling your business now makes excellent sense based on a purely economical analysis, emotional ties to the business that you grew from the ground up may at times make you feel like holding on. If you start by accepting that your mixed feelings are normal and understandable, it will be easier to work them through. It often helps to discuss these issues with a spouse, partner, friend, or relative, especially one who has small business experience. But remember that sometimes those closest to you may subconsciously have a vested interest in either maintaining the status quo or pushing for change. So in some instances, it may make the most sense to explore the issues with the knowledgeable outsider, such as a successful and respected entrepreneur in your area, who can offer more objective insight. Now that you've decided that it makes sense, personally, for you to sell, you need to determine whether or not your business is saleable. Typically, to have a saleable business, you'll need to be able to offer a buyer one or more of the following elements. In most instances, the buyer will want to see the business has made actual profits, not just sales, for at least the past 2 to 3 years. And if the buyer will be working in the business, which is very common for small business owners, the business should also produce enough income to generously reward the owner's day-to-day efforts. There are a few exceptions to the rule, as in the case of a potentially lucrative business that is still in its startup phase, or some more negative outside occurrence suddenly changes the fortunes of a once profitable operation. But if your profits are poor, your story must be excellent. A good location that can be taken over by the buyer is greatly important when a location is key to the success of the business. For example, a restaurant next to a theater or pharmacy next to the hospital. If you're leasing the space your business occupies, you will need to make sure that the new owner can continue to use the space. If so, prospective buyers will be especially impressed if your lease has locked in a great deal on a long-term rent or options to renew. It can also help make your business saleable if you own the building that your business occupies. Again, the buyer knows that the location is secure, and if you're willing to sell the building, the chance for the buyer to own it may itself be an attractive feature. Of course, if you have a service business in which customers rarely have to come to your business place, location isn't as important. A well-equipped and smoothly running operation is also a huge plus. However, many buyers will likely be turned off by a business, profitable or not, that looks shabby and whose equipment is in ill repair. If you operate a company with products, it helps to have a stock of fresh, good-looking items that are available to sell the moment the buyer takes over. By contrast, half a store full of stale inventory that obviously not turning over quickly and includes obsolete, out of favor, or overpriced items will turn away knowledgeable buyers. Exclusive licensing or distribution agreements that can be taken over by the buyer are often very attractive. If your business has the exclusive right to sell merchandise or services in a desirable area, the buyer will be protected from local competitors that otherwise might be selling the same brand or offering the same branded service. A ready-made loyal roster of repeat customers or clients means the buyer can hit the ground running and expand on your success. Even more attractive is a list of lucrative long-term contracts with customers or clients. Buyers feel secure knowing that you've already booked future business that they can take over. Being a business where there are few competitors can often be attractive. Trade secrets, copyrights, patents, or trademarks that are hard or impossible to replicate are attractive to buyers. Well-managed cash flow with little in account receivables is a good sign of financial health to buyers. If you have a highly trained or skilled workforce, knowing that the workers will stay on when the new owners take over will prevent the buyer from having to assemble another talented staff. A buyer may be attracted to the synergy between your business and his existing operations. This is only a partial list, but it will certainly get your mind thinking from a buyer's perspective. In analyzing your own business, hopefully you'll be able to identify at least several attributes that would be of particular interest to a potential buyer. There are, of course, also some key factors that will make a business unattractive for potential buyers. These include financial reasons, like recent losses and declining sales figures and heavy debt loads. Other reasons for a lack of interest may include lawsuits and other disputes, a rapidly declining neighborhood, poor co-owner relationships, deep pocket competition, or a fading fad-based business. Now that you've determined that you want to sell and that there is a good possibility that your business could attract a potential buyer, you can determine if now is the right time. In a perfect world, the exact time you'll want to list your business for sale will depend as much on the temperature of the market as on personal needs. If selling is urgent because, for example, you have serious health problems or are moving away from the area to take a highly paid position, you'll be under pressure to act quickly to find a buyer. But in instances where you're not under extreme pressure to sell, you'll have more discretion over timing. Consider the following factors: business cycles, changes in the neighborhood, interest rates, industry trends, and the health of your business in weighing the pros and cons of acting now or waiting a while. The last thing you'll want to determine before taking that next step of determining the value of your company is whether or not you wish to stay involved. You may feel completely comfortable in selling your business and never looking back. If so, that's great. But it's also possible that for financial and emotional reasons, you won't want to walk away from the business entirely. If staying connected to the business, at least for some months or years, is important to you, you want to build this arrangement into the terms of the sale from the start. Although your desire to stay active in the business may turn off some potential buyers, it may be very attractive to others. Congratulations! You've made it over the first hurdle to decide that you want to sell. You're pretty sure that the buyers would be interested. The timing is right, and you know whether or not you'd like to stay involved. If you prefer not to do this alone, however, a professional VR business intermediary can offer a great outside perspective that may help you in the process. But now we're on to the next step.
Determining the value of your business.
Before you go through the effort of preparing your business for sale, you'll undoubtedly want to have a good idea of how much it's worth. Just from talking to others in your industry or from articles you read in trade publications, you may already have a pretty good ballpark idea of what a business like yours is worth. But your seat-of-the-pants notion of your business's value may also be wide of the mark. At the very least, you'll want to refine it based on a convincing method that you can later use to motivate a skeptical buyer to pay your price. And of course, there are other reasons why it's crucial to estimate your business's value accurately. If you set your price too high, you may be disappointed to find that potential buyers are scared off, with the result that word gets around that your enterprise is of little interest. By the same token, if you set the price too low, a savvy buyer may try to snap up your business at a bargain basement discount. And this means that unless you suddenly try to raise the price mid-negotiations, something that can be very tough to do, you'll end up selling your business for less than it's worth. Pricing a business is both an art and a science. Though many formulas and tools can help you determine the selling price for your business, there's no magic bullet that will come up with the absolute correct price for every instance. The final price ultimately depends on how much the buyer wants to buy and how much the seller wants to sell. Yet there are a number of ways to value your company and determine your asking price. For example, find out the selling prices of similar businesses in your area and use them as a starting point, or contact the National Trade Association for your industry if there is one available. These organizations usually keep detailed statistics and are more than willing to provide information to members or potential members. You can also consider employing the services of a professional business appraiser. This may lend more credibility to your initial asking price and allow you to keep the reins on the sale price negotiations. A professional VR business intermediary can help you determine whether a formula valuation would be advisable for your enterprise. The most common methods of valuing a business include market-based valuations, asset-based valuations, and earning-based valuations. The simplest method is market-based valuation. In this method, your intermediary would recommend an asking price based on the sales prices of similar businesses in your area and industry, taking into account other attractiveness factors to determine whether price should be set at the higher or lower end of the comparable sales range. Although this is not a comprehensive valuation tool, it is quick, inexpensive, and makes sense to buyers, so it's common practice for the sale of small businesses. Asset-based valuations take into account figures such as book value and liquidation value of the business. These are considered bare minimums in business appraisals and are not generally used, so as the sole path to the asking price. Earnings-based valuations take into account historical financial figures, including debt payments, cash flows, past, present, and projected, and revenues. Earnings-based valuations are often combined with asset-based valuations for a more inclusive appraisal. No matter what method you use, it's always advisable to seek professional counsel to help you arrive at the optimum asking price. After all, you've likely put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into building your business, and you don't want to see it sold for less than it could have.
Preparing your business for sale.
If you hope to sell your business for a great price, and who doesn't, it's usually best to allow ample time. There are two big reasons. First, there are almost always many tasks you'll want to accomplish before you're ready to begin talking to a prospective buyer. The second reason is that you'll need to find the right buyer, something that's far easier to do if you're not feeling pressured to make the fast sale. True, sometimes you don't have the luxury of a long lead-in period. For example, if you need to sell because of sudden illness, the imperative need to relocate your family, the death of your partner, or some other pressing reason, you may have to take some shortcuts, doing the best you can to present a marketable product in a hurry. For the next few minutes, I'll review a list of things you should address when preparing your business for sale. The added bonus of working through the items on this list is that it will likely improve your business operation significantly, whether or not you do wind up deciding to sell in the end. 1. Show profits. If possible, you want to show consistent profit for at least 2 to 3 years. Most buyers will be seeking a business that has a consistent record of profitability. Unfortunately, this means if 3 years ago your business had a great year, 2 years ago you lost money, and last year's profits were only mediocre, a prospective buyer is likely to feel uneasy about what the future holds. In that situation, to position your business for a possible sale, it may make sense to delay selling it for a year while you work hard to produce solid profits. 2. Clean up receivables. If you want to sell your company, including your accounts receivable, you'll need to show that they are almost certainly collectible. You can begin by putting together an aging chart that shows how long bills have been outstanding, 30, 60, 90 days, and also shows the historical average as a point of comparison. Eliminate any iffy accounts by settling with the slow pays and writing off the non-payers. 3. Present clear accounting. Your accounting protocols should be clear and consistent from year to year so that the income, costs, and cash flow are self-explanatory. A shoebox full of check stubs and deposit slips won't do the trick, nor will profits manufactured by questionable and overly aggressive accounting tactics. 4. Prepare a business plan. The buyer will want to build on what you've done in the past and hopefully do even better. You need to ignite the buyer's imagination with specific ideas on where to go from here, a task you can accomplish in large with a written business plan that shows how the profits can be substantially increased. Among other things, your business plan should address trends in your industry, where new customers will come from, how sales to existing customers can be increased, and how your business can become more competitive. 5. Demonstrate continuity. The more you can do to position the business success as being independent of you personally, the better the price you're likely to get, especially if your business is a corporation or an LLC. One way to approach this is to try to sign long-term contracts with key customers and suppliers that will remain in effect regardless of who owns the company. 6. Show depth of management. An able manager can be a strong selling point. If your business is large enough to have an experienced manager or other leaders besides you who plan to stick with the business, emphasize this person's talents and potential in your talks with the buyer. 8. Lock in the lease. The security of being able to operate the business from its current location, assuming, of course, that the location is a key element of the business and the lease terms are favorable, can be crucial to selling your business. So if you rent on a month-to-month basis or your lease is running out soon, it pays to negotiate with the landlord for a long-term lease that will remain in effect even if you sell the business. 9. Prepare disclosures. A buyer wants to be able to trust you. Any indication that you're less than truthful or that you're not disclosing all pertinent information is likely to be a serious turnoff. Even if a fact seems small and unimportant to you in the larger scheme of things, your failure to disclose that information may come back to haunt you. Additionally, presenting negative as well as positive information up front helps the buyer see that you can be trusted to tell the truth. 10. Operate with ethical business practices. For most buyers, a suggestion that business occasionally makes windfall profits by playing fast and loose with suppliers, customers, or the IRS will probably kill any chance of a deal. 11. Give your location a facelift. When it comes to spiffing up your operation for a sale, applying a fresh coat of paint or fixing broken windows and cracked tile are just the beginning. Take a hard look at your workplace from top to bottom and make necessary improvements. Trying to sell a business that's anything than squeaky clean outside and in is always a mistake. 12. Make sure the operations are uncluttered. No buyer wants to walk into a business that looks like a teenager's bedroom. Having a place for everything and keeping everything in its place sends a powerful message that your business is well run and under control. If this isn't the way you do things, take time to make changes. 13. Take care of inventory. If yours is a retail or wholesale business, sell off or dump all that stuff you'll never sell for a decent price. It should go without saying that someone who's buying a business doesn't want to pay good money for inventory that can't be sold short of the local flea market. 14. Check all business and office equipment. Repair or replace anything that's not performing optimally. especially computer equipment and software that may have become obsolete. When you sit down with the buyer to demonstrate how efficient your whiz-bang technology is, you want it to work the first time, every time. 15. Demonstrate owner compensation. You may receive a salary, a bonus, fringe benefits, or all of these things. Of course, you'll inform buyers about these forms of compensation. But you can go further, giving them a list of all non-cash perks, such as business-related travel and entertainment, a car purchased by the business that may be treated as a tax-deductible business expense. As long as your expenditures are legal, this is a very helpful information for the buyer. 16. Have a believable reason for selling. Few business owners just walk away for no reason from a profitable business that promises a prosperous future. To allay the suspicion that you're trying to unload a business that has hidden warts, you need to convince the buyer you're cashing in your chips now. You should be prepared to explain fully and convincingly. 17. Get your paperwork in order. As part of explaining your business to interested buyers, and later on when transferring ownership, you'll need to put your hands on a number of financial and legal documents. Starting early to round up and organize this paperwork, or in some cases to create it, will help smooth the process of selling your business. You want to have on hand your cash flow records and financial statements, tax returns for the last 3 years, corporate documents like articles of incorporation and annual reports, corporate stock certificates, notes of owner loans to or from the company, up-to-date records of meetings, leases, warranties, vehicle titles, real estate ownership documents, important contracts with suppliers, employees and customers, licenses and permits, proof of intellectual property ownership, as well as any awards, reviews, or other types of recognition. At minimum, you'll need to have a clear market-based rationale for the price you set for your business. But you may also want to consider obtaining a third-party valuation. A professional VR intermediary can be an extremely valuable asset when it comes to preparing your documents for optimal presentation to sellers. 18. Show how profitable your business really is. Restate your profit and loss statement. As a sensible business owner, you've likely been fairly aggressive but legal in taking income-lowering deductions to lower your taxable income. But undoubtedly, many of the items you've deducted, while legitimately tied to the business, can also be viewed as personal perks. It may be worth having your accountant prepare a restatement of profit and loss to paint a more realistic financial picture for your prospective buyers. 19. Make necessary employee cuts. Does your business have too many employees? Having a smaller but hopefully more efficient workforce is a quick way to improve profits. 20. Renegotiate supplier contracts. Are you paying too much for maintenance and service contracts? If you haven't done so in a while, it makes sense to put all significant contracts out to bid. 21. Close down less profitable locations or parts of your business. You want to consider taking steps to quickly improve, cut back, or eliminate underperforming locations or divisions. 22. Market smarter. Are you getting results for your marketing efforts? To avoid the common practice of wasting your advertising and marketing dollars, track exactly how your customers or clients are finding you. 23. Communicate when appropriate with employees about the sale. Sooner or later, you'll need to tell employees the sale of your business is in the works. The question is often, how soon should you do this? If you do it too early, especially if you don't find a way to reassure them about their futures, you may cause employees needless anxiety about their jobs. But there can also be a danger in waiting too long to trust employees with the fact that you plan to sell your business, especially when it comes to long-term loyal employees. Waiting till just before the business changes hands may well be perceived as highly unfair, and in extreme situations, it can even result in some employees walking out the door, which may also jeopardize the sale. 24. Cleaning up existing challenges where possible. These can include legal claims, debts, local building code violations, or new environment ordinances, or anything else that a new owner could potentially face. While this list may seem overwhelming, by creating a checklist, you'll be able to take it a step at a time and get it all done. Of course, having a VR intermediary provides you with a wealth of experience to help you through all the issues of preparing your business for potential buyers.
Creating a plan for the future.
Another potent sales tool, one worth thinking about creatively and developing carefully, is a business plan that looks ahead for the next 3 or 5 years. The plan you create should be a credible and convincing document that helps the buyer envision future growth and profits. But in addition to painting an optimistic picture of the next several years, your plan must contain the details needed to convince a skeptical buyer that you aren't exaggerating. Think of your plan as a roadmap showing the buyer how to actually take your current business into new and exciting profits territory. Let's say, for example, that you own a business that repairs and maintains swimming pools. Your business plan might describe in detail a strategy for expanding into the servicing of hot tubs and backyard spas, using the same work crew and trucks. A prospective buyer who's keen on growth may be swept along by your vision and move quickly toward a purchase. But creating a convincing business plan isn't only a sales tool. It can also be a huge help in convincing a buyer not to find a reason to withdraw from the transaction. Think of it this way. Since no business is sold in a day or even a week, there will be plenty of time for a nervous buyer to develop cold feet and seek to back out of the deal. If your plan does nothing more than counter this natural tendency, it will more than pay for the time and energy you invest in creating it.
Marketing the sale of your business.
Once you've priced your business, prepared it for sale, and developed a long-term business plan, it will be time to drum up prospective buyers. It's possible that someone close to you, an employee, a relative, a friend, a supplier, or a customer, may be interested in logical prospect. Or if your business is well-known and popular, word that your business is for sale may be enough to bring prospective buyers to your doorstep. But finding a qualified buyer isn't that easy for most business owners. Chances are that to make a desirable sale, you need to reach out to a bigger audience of potential buyers. This often includes putting ads in newspapers and trade publications and on websites that list businesses for sale. In some instances, your best strategy will be to start your sales process by broadcasting the availability of your business. The idea here is simple. The more people who know about your desire to sell, the more the word will spread, making it more likely the news will reach a serious buyer. But don't just assume that announcing far and wide that your business is available is always the best strategy. In some instances, discretion, if not secrecy, is the better approach, especially if you fear that premature disclosure of your plans might cause key employees to defect, customers to look elsewhere, or suppliers to tighten your credit. In fact, if your situation dictates keeping your intentions mum, your main concern may be to avoid prematurely spreading word of your plans. And in a world where competitors are always watching, sometimes doing this can be harder than you might imagine. In addition, you may want to consider engaging a full-service mergers and acquisitions specialist like VR's team of professional intermediaries to help locate an additional pool of potential buyers. While you will be paying a success fee, the rewards can be far more than worth it. Because VR has sold more businesses in North America than anyone, our resources and experience are unparalleled in the industry. A professional VR intermediary can provide a full end-to-end solution, including the most aggressive and effective marketing systems available to small and mid-sized companies.
Negotiating the sale.
A prospective buyer may express interest in your business, but rarely will you be able to strike a deal instantly. And even if you do come to a quick and enthusiastic handshake agreement, there will be plenty of chances for a deal to fall apart as the details are worked out. For one thing, the buyer will inevitably want to dig deeper into your business and learn more about the dozens of nitty-gritty operating issues. And because the sale price will probably be paid in installments, you want to make sure that the buyer is creditworthy and has the necessary entrepreneurial skills and personal attributes to make a success of the purchase. Obviously, it'll take time to complete these steps, such as designing a prudent security agreement in case the buyer later defaults. In addition, there may be many other legal and practical details to be worked out. These include the following. Structure of the sale. Will you be selling your entire business entity or just its assets? Assets being transferred. Will you keep some assets that are currently part of the business? Your payment terms. Will the buyer pay full cash up front, which is relatively rare? If not, how big a down payment will you insist on? And what payment terms and rate will the buyer commit to? Seller protection. If the seller fails to make a required payment, what legal recourse will you have to unwind the deal and recover your money from other sources? For example, Will you receive a security interest in the buyer's house, as well as an interest in the business assets? Seller warranties. What, if any, warranties will you make about the condition of the business or its assets? For example, are you willing to guarantee that no environmental hazards lurk within the business premises, and if they do, are you prepared to pay the cost of the cleanup? Buyer warranties. In addition to providing security in case of non-payment, what, if any, other warranties will the buyer make? For example, until you've been paid in full, will the buyer agree to keep the business equipment in good shape, maintain the inventory at pre-sale levels, and continue to operate from the current location? Liabilities. How will you and the buyer handle current business debts? Will responsibility for some debts and threatened lawsuits be transferred to the buyer? Or will you agree to stay liable for all the pre-sale obligations? On the other side of the coin, will you be adequately protected from future debts and lawsuits? Ongoing connection to the business. Will you and the buyer agree that you'll perform future services for the business? If so, for how long, and how will you be compensated? Ability to compete. Will you be able to immediately invest in, own, or work for a similar business? If you'll be restricted, how confining and long-term will the restrictions be? But before you draft and sign a sales agreement and related documents, we strongly suggest you discuss it with your financial and/or legal advisors.
Closing your sale.
After signing the sales agreement, there's one more step before the business is actually transferred to the new owner. This takes place at a meeting called the closing, at which the buyer pays you the sales price, or at least the agreed-upon down payment, and typically signs documents such as a promissory note and the security agreement. In exchange, you sign stock certificates or LLC documents, if an entity sale, or a bill of sale for the business assets, plus the necessary paperwork to turn ownership over to the buyer. You may find that your closing is, perhaps, a bittersweet moment. Even though you're finally wrapping up the sales process and receiving some or all of the money from the sale, you also may be letting go of a business you've built and worked for years, and in some instances, decades. And especially when selling coincides with retirement, closing the transaction will represent a major milestone in your life. In anticipation of what may be an emotional event, it's smart to use the purchase agreement to help ensure that the closing is conducted efficiently. Your purchase agreement can be the starting point for a checklist of the documents you need to be signed at the closing. You can go on to construct a more comprehensive checklist several days before the closing and review it with the buyer. An advisor or intermediary can help you keep track of all the details and ensure that something isn't missed that may jeopardize the closing. So the closing has been completed. You did it. You actually sold your business. You should feel proud that you carried out a massive task with excellence. True, no one will give you an award and you won't be on the cover of Business Week, but you do have an inner satisfaction of a job well done, as well as the knowledge that by going about this in an organized way, you likely receive top dollar for your efforts.
This audio white paper has been brought to you by your local VR Mergers and Acquisitions office. Specializing in privately owned and closely held mid-market companies, VR's experienced team of highly trained intermediaries can powerfully represent you throughout a merger, acquisition, or divestiture process. As your advocate, a VR professional intermediary provides a discreet, comprehensive, consultative approach to each and every business transaction that is unrivaled in the mergers and acquisitions industry. Because VR only recruits the most seasoned and experienced professionals and trains them in our proprietary M&A system, you can rely on every VR intermediary and team to bring to you exactly the same level of service and professional resources that a much larger company would receive from the finest top-tier investment bank. We invite you to call the phone number printed on the back of this audio package. Find out for yourself why VR has sold more businesses in North America than anyone, and more importantly, how we can help you.